The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I read this in a religious newspaper called the Yated Ne'eman by a man who's become my friend. He actually interviewed me a few weeks ago, Reb Yitzchak Hissinger. And he shared this story in the Yated. And it happened only a couple of weeks ago on Purim. There was a young man, Kollel man from Lakewood, who was raising money. I don't know if you've ever seen on the streets of Purim, there's people raising money all over the place. So he's raising money, and he came to Long Branch, Deal, New Jersey, to raise some money. So he's in Long Branch, and he's already half drunk, and you ever see them, they're fun that way. And he's walking through the streets, and he sees a familiar face. He's like, I recognize that face. He comes closer, and he sees it's Yaakov Shweki. So he goes over to Yaakov Shweki, and he starts doing what people do on Purim. He starts cracking jokes. Yaakov Shweki sits down in his car. He goes, sits in the passenger seat of Yaakov Shweki's car, and he starts cracking jokes and makes fun of him, Yanko and this and that. Probably kept some jokes about some songs, and Yaakov Shweki is cracking some jokes back. And then he says, you know, I'm raising money for a kollel. So Yaakov Shweki says, no problem. He takes out a checkbook, and he writes out a generous donation, and gives him money for a kollel, and he laughs. The man, he cracks a couple of jokes back, and the man leaves. Beautiful, wonderful story. The next day, this man realized what had happened the day before. Yaakov Shweki lost his father on Purim. When that man was sitting in his car, he had just come home from his father's funeral. And instead of saying, you know, bug off, my father just passed away, he played along, smiled with him, cracked a little joke, wrote him a generous check, and wished him Purim Sameach, and didn't burden him what was on his mind at all. So many of us, if we were, God forbid, in that same position, would say, we love the attention. You know, I have my father. He's like, I'm doing my life my way. I don't know if you know Yaakov Shweki. I know him pretty well. He's a wonderful person who, yes, is a humongous celebrity in the Jewish world, but he has a humility and a mentality that is very much this story. And that is the ability to say, I'm doing my life. And I don't need to get you to say, ooh, ah, and get you to feel bad for me. Sometimes we do that. Sometimes we brag. Sometimes we do the opposite. We nag so that the person next to us feels bad for us and we feel validated. It's not their business. Not the brag, not the nag. It's not their business, any of it. Lead your life your way. The seder comes, and you sit down at the seder. You might have a seder with 2 people, or you might have a seder with 50 people. But in essence, every single person sitting around that table is not retelling the same story. Every single person is telling their own story.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.